What's up, Dog Pound? Welcome to Cleveland Browns. Today, Nathan Zgura alongside Dustin Fox as we get ready for the Browns and the Titans here in week number 5. Now, yesterday, we took a look at the Browns offense versus the Titans D. Today, we're going to do the other side of the matchups. And to me, this game starts up front with the Browns' ability to stop the run going against Bishop Sankey, the second-round pick from Washington, Sean Green, and the offensive line of the Titans.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm Ken Wisenhunt looking at this game, I'm going to absolutely try and run the football. They've been averaging about $1.20 a game on the ground. Browns giving up over 150 yards per game. Bishop Sankey's a guy they have to get more involved in the offense this week. He's been explosive in the second half of games the last couple of weeks. And Sean Green hasn't been great, hasn't been terrible either. He's kind of been ho-hum thus far this season, but Bishop Sankey is the guy they drafted. Was he a second-round pick there?
That's right, first back
so
taken.
So they've got to get him the football, got to get him the rock. He had some fumbling issues in the preseason. He hasn't fumbled yet this regular season, so I'd expect to see a lot of Bishop Sankey in this ballgame.
Hopefully he will on Sunday. The Browns can get it. This is a game, though, to me, Ataba Rubin, Phil Taylor.
Yeah.
These guys need to step up. They need to stop the run and force Jake Locker to throw the football, which brings us to the next matchup. Their offensive line against the Browns pass rush. So far, the Titans have struggled to protect the quarterback. Part of the reason is because they've been behind and teams know they have to pass.
Yeah, but I mean, think about the acquisitions they made this offseason. They put an investment in that offensive line. They've got a couple of good bookend tackles too. But the problem is they've been not protecting the quarterback. They've given up 11 sacks.
Yep.
They're third most in the league. The Browns should have an opportunity there to get the quarterback on the ground.
Paul Kruger's been one of the most efficient pass rushers in the NFL so far this season. 2 sacks, 2 hits that have led to interceptions. You're going to need another big game out of him. Now, on the other side of the passing game, it's the wide receivers against the Browns DBs. And so far this year, you got Kendall Wright leading their team. He had 1,000 yards last year. He leads their team, or the wide receivers of the team, in catches and yards. Justin Hunter averaged about 20 yards per catch for the team. Big speedster outside. And then the veteran, Nate Washington. But this has to be a game that our DBs can get on track.
It has to be. I mean, their receivers have not been world beaters by any means. In fact, their best receiver is not even the receiver. It's Delanie Walker.
Absolutely.
The tight end, which the Browns have to stop him. But again, on the outside, you're not going to go up against Steve Smith. You're not going up against Antonio Brown this week. They're guys who, you know, by some standards might make call Jags, just a guy. You know, Kendall Hunter is a guy that's got a lot of speed, but he hasn't proven it thus far in the NFL. So I'd expect our corners to have a big game.
Yeah, Kendall Wright averaged about 10 yards per catch for his career. So he's been a slot guy, hasn't been a vertical threat. Hunter's that vertical threat. He's catching about a third of the passes thrown his way. Nate Washington catching less than a third. In fact, all three of the Titans receivers in the bottom quarter of the league in terms of yards per route run. This is a matchup the Browns must win. But you brought up Delanie Walker.
Yep.
He leads this team in targets, catches, yards, touchdowns, red zone targets, red zone catches, red zone touchdowns. He's done it all for this team, and we saw the Browns struggle with Jimmy Graham.
Yep.
He's all world. This is a matchup they should do well against, and I think he's the most important guy to stop.
He's averaging about 80 yards a game in receiving yards, and the Browns have to stop him in this game. Remember, he's not Jimmy Graham. He's not. He's good, but he's not Jimmy Graham. Got to double team him if you have to at times. You can't let the tight ends beat you down the middle of the field.
Absolutely. Kirksey, Dansby, and then Gipp and Whitner on the back end need to slow down and handle Delanie Walker. He's actually been flexed out like a wide receiver more than any tight end in the NFL other than Antonio Gates. Leads all tight ends in yards from the slot. So he's been their primary weapon. The Browns need to slow him down. If they can take away the run, limit the pass, get after Locker, this will be a Browns win on Sunday, and that's what we all want. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zgura saying thanks for being with us here on Cleveland Browns Today. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all your latest Browns news and notes.